California, here they come. You're likely to go Democrat, you folks there in California tomorrow. Barbara Boxer in the Senate, Jerry Brown as governor. And what does that mean for the rest of us? That means we are probably going to have to bail you out. And we are not happy about it. We're going to discuss it, though. Here is the company to do all the shouting and screaming. Charles Payne, Tracy Burns, Chris Cotter, Tim Kavanaugh from the Reason Foundation. He's here to help us plant our flag in California. And Steve Malanga joining us to talk about the seething hatred already being lobbed at the states that try to cut their budgets without bailouts. Nicole Petalides on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. We've got a rally. The Dow is up almost 100 points this Monday morning. Now, with more on what California's election races mean for the country, let's bring in Tim Kavanaugh from the Reason Foundation. Tim joins us from Los Angeles. Tim, here's my theory. California will vote Democrat for governor and for Barbara Boxer in the Senate. I think that basically they are voting for, in favor of, a federal bailout, because that's what they want. What do you say?
It makes a little bit of sense. Veronique DeRougy, our columnist at Reason, over this spring did a study revealing that almost twice as much American Recovery Act stimulus money had gone to Democratic districts as to Republican, even if you corrected for the fact that most state capitals are controlled by the Democrats. You still had about a third more stimulus spending was going to Democratic districts. So if you look at the stimulus, as you probably should, as just a re-election funds get out the vote drive for the Democrats, then yeah, it makes a little bit of sense.
Well, it's not going to be called a bailout. I mean, no politician these days is prepared to say, yeah, we're going to bail you out. It doesn't work like that. It'll be called something else. But my point is that California is desperate for money. It's right up against a crunch, and the only place it's going to really get it is the federal government. Now, what do you think about that? I'm basically saying a bailout is almost inevitable, and it is much more likely, with Obama as president and California voting Democrat, that they will get it. Now what do you say?
The Democrats are not going to be in charge of Washington after tomorrow, though, so that's not guaranteed either, but in terms of the vote, I mean, you do have to look at the structural advantage the Democrats have in California. The Republicans continue to lose seats. They're down to about a third of registered voters in California. And they brought it on themselves with this corrupt bipartisan gerrymandering that went on at the beginning of the last decade, where they basically accepted that we will take about a third of the state as long as we can be guaranteed that we'll hold these seats. So structurally, the Democrats are really far ahead of the Republicans always. Anytime a Republican can launch a challenging race at all here, it's pretty unusual.
It seems like the wealth creators, job creators, are being pushed out of California by a very high tax and big regulatory environment, leaving behind people who, you know, they're going to vote Democrat. I mean, is that overly simplistic?
California's a big state. There are a lot of regions. We have the politics of the Central Valley are incredibly different from the politics of Los Angeles or of San Diego. So you have to take some of that into consideration. But yeah, I mean, it's really, if you look at the number of businesses leaving, any of the statistics of business deaths versus business creations. There's a guy whose name escapes me at the moment. I'll be happy to come back on and tell you. He has a blog. He's a business relocator who just helps businesses leave California. And his numbers, it's about more than double what it was last year.
You're right. His name is Joseph Ranich, and he's been on this program, by the way. Last one. Do the people of California understand how angry taxpayers in the rest of the country are at the prospect of bailing out a state which used to be the richest place in the world and is now bankrupt? Do you really understand how mad we are?
Well, I hope you'll take it out on us. Punish us, Stuart. We love it. I think just D.C. should not give a dime to California.
Yes, but,
In terms of taxes, federal taxes collected and benefits back from the federal government, California, like many of the coastal blue states, actually pays more into the federal government than it gets back. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about basically getting us out of a fiscal problem we created for ourselves. We can't pay our bills, and we have to deal with it. And nobody in Kansas or in Connecticut or in Louisiana should have to pony up a dime to help California out of this pickle.
Ah, the voice of reason from Tim Kavanaugh of the Reason Foundation. Tim, thank you very much indeed. This is a very important
story.
We'll keep on it. Thank you, Tim. Let's check the big board.